survivors and officials in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso in Texas. He's already blamed the shootings on video games, mental illness, and social media. Reporter Greg.
Belinda Carlisle, heaven is a place on earth. We'll waken up happy with PJ and Jim, but there's no PJ, is there, Michael?
No, there isn't. He's gone and done a runner again.
Gone off to do his young offender's thing.
This is the last of it, though, is it?
Yeah. English John's outside, and can I just point out that he's very intent on watching the programme, isn't he? I mean, most people, in fairness, Mike, when you're on the other side of that glass there, right, you tend to try and ignore us as much as possible. John views us like a kind of a fair play.
Like two
he's
animals
quite
in
intent.
A zoo.
He's quite intent. I don't mind you, John. No, I appreciate your efforts there.
I mean, I'll be honest. I feel like I'm watching a zoo.
Well, in fairness.
Thank you for that. But anyway, yeah. So Magic Mike has stepped into the breach for PJ. Hence, English John.
Yeah, English John's
has
in my
stepped
booth.
In for so Magic Mike.
Yeah, we've done a bit of a sort of a magic circle thing going on here. So
exactly.
English John's outside. Who, by the way, did his first ever review of a service station. And we mightn't play it today. It'll probably be when PJ comes back, because I know PJ will get incredible ass.
Yeah. Because I did actually spot English John's social media there when the radio results came out. He was saying about the glorious coincidence that the Irish radio results, the English radio results, and also the service station reviews all came out on the same day.
Oh my God.
I think the phrase was congratulations all round, was it, John?
Glorious day.
Glorious day.
So what's the crack? How are you, Jim?
They're not bad. Come on, I ask you, you've worked with Niall Boylan, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, is he kind of like...
mad?
No, does he... like, why is the
weird
studio always so cold? It's like he puts it down to kind of freezer settings.
I don't particularly.
Overnight.
I don't remember. I did. I worked with Niall for like 4 years. But I guess at that time of night, you kind of need to keep yourself awake.
Maybe.
So maybe that's
you come
what
in
it's
the
about.
Morning and you could hang meat in the place.
Yeah, but it's in fairness now.
To ramp it up a bit.
In fairness now, not to be putting anyone down or anything like that for the start of the Wednesday morning, but it was the first time I used the heat this morning now in the car.
Was it?
Yeah. Did you not use the heat this
Absolutely
morning?
Absolutely I did. But it's not the first time.
Oh, isn't it? Is it not?
No.
This is the first time I...
When you come down from the mountains. When you come down from the mountains, Mike. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need to ramp it up. Anyway, listen, we better say hi to Amanda. Amanda and her ever-present sciatica. Good morning to you. Have a weird and wonderful Wednesday, you too.
Right.
Also, English Ian is checking in. He's a bit down this morning. He says it's dismal. So he needs a bit of cheering up.
As in weather-wise?
Don't know.
Right, okay.
He doesn't specify, just says dismal.
I'd say it's weather-wise, to be fair, yeah.
Larbar checking in. Elf Terry getting very excited. Only, two sleeps left, he says. Two more nights until the start, of course, of the Premier League season.
Is that a picture of Peter Crouch he has there? Sorry, there's a picture of Peter Crouch on my screen playing for Stoke City. I don't know what... Oh,
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry, the head was cut off. It's a woman!
Yes.
Sorry.
It's actually a girl called Amber Lynch, who is Elf Terry's cousin.
Oh, my apologies. Sorry, she looks nothing like Peter Crouch. It was just that her head was
Elf
cropped
Terry,
in the photo.
Can I just point out, that was Magic Mike who said that about her. So if you want to pass that on. She apparently signed for Stoke City Women yesterday.
Well
done.
Deadly.
That's super news. Congratulations, Elf Terry. And, well, more specifically, Amber Lynch.
And
be fair.
Peter Crouch. To be fair.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I'd text her immediately, Elf Terry.
Her head was cropped off in the photo.
Say what's been said there.
And she's
shocking.
A tall woman.
Margaret's been on to say hi and made sure she got back on to say hi to English John too.
Oh, yeah.
Margaret is nothing if not politically correct. English Ian maintains he's got no life.
Oh, is that why it's dismal?
Yeah.
Cheer yourself
Tell you something,
up, Ian.
English Ian, if you're interested... Right, English John is looking for somebody to share his service station review with.
Things can't be that bad, Ian, so good morning. Ian.
And Chainsaw Man checking in as well. Right, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. Hopefully you're in good form. Happy hump day and all that sort of stuff. As I say, PJ's off doing his young offenders thing, so Magic Mike is going to fill the void. How's your birthday?
Oh, I'm ready to go this time, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, I have to confess, I kind of put them together. I forgot you were in for PJ.
Oh,
so
yeah, of course you
they're
did.
They're slightly
yeah.
PJ-esque.
Oh, yeah. Poor old Mike here. Billy all jobs.
Let's see how we get on. To be honest with you, there wasn't much of a selection anyway.
Right,
so.
Okay.
On the way after this, who can play that game? Bobby Brown here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, though it's Magic Mike in for PJ this morning. He's off doing his Young Offenders thing again today and tomorrow back in action on Friday. Very briefly, a quick shout out to Dan 2.0. He's counting the days to his next fishing trip.
Oh, come on, Dan.
So there you go, right up Magic Mike Street.
Yeah.
Dan and Magic Mike and...
Text back in and tell us where you're going fishing, Dan, will you?
No, Dan, keep it to yourself, right?
No, I mean, I
basically,
just
I tell you what. We'll get you Mike's private number and you can text them all sorts of fishing things.
Ah, fishing.
The other Dan wants to know, can we ask English John how the Bitcoin investment is faring out?
Oh, yeah.
Has he hit the... are you still investing in Bitcoin, English John?
Well, it's not really investing. I put 50 euro in over a year ago.
Right.
And it tanked, if you remember.
Right.
Last couple of months, it's starting to come back round.
Have you gotten back to your original 50 quid yet?
And I think I went up to about 80. It's crashed again, to be brutally
honest. Oh, it went to 80. That's good.
Wow.
It was on 80. Now we're back down to about 50 or so. But, you know, I'm watching the news and I'm thinking, it might be the safest thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows?
No one else follow my advice, just me.
Why? You put in 50, you made 80, and you're back below 50.
Yeah, but you don't ever know what's going to happen in the future.
Well, exactly.
Okay.
That's the nature of investments. Investments may fall as well as rise.
Oh, my God.
By the way, English Ian has been back on just to say that he's not so bad that he needs to hear your service station review.
Oh, you don't know.
Which I think is harsh. I think that's harsh.
I've listened to it. It's a pre-recorded thing.
Right.
I can't do it from here, can I?
Well, yeah.
Because we're not in a service station, Mike, for God's sake.
No, but would you believe sometimes people do reviews on things after they've been to them and then they come into the radio studio?
Well, this is true, but I'm not that kind.
Yeah, no. He wanted to do sort of more real life stuff. Anyway, listen. Right, listen, we've got to get stuck into the birthdays, okay? I did originally put these together for PJ, right?
Okay.
So I might have to make some amendments on the fly.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you'll probably
speak.
Have to cancel five or six now because I don't know.
But anyway,
anybody.
Listen, the first two are absolute certainties. And the first one is pretty iconic stuff. This bloke.
So I was shooting the scene and all I could think of was to tell this actor more energy. So I'm walking to the actor or actress and they stop me and they say, David, you know why you're such a wonderful director is because, you know, a hack would come up to me at this point and say, please, more energy. But you would never say that. You wonderful director, you would never say that, would you? And I said, no. No, I would never say that. What I want to say is, that was terrific, let's just go again.
Now, that's the director bit might throw you off, but do you recognise who that is?
I do recognise who
How
it is.
How could you mistake that voice?
Yeah, and as soon as you said David as well, in fairness, to give away a clue. That's David Duchovny, right?
Yeah, X-Files, David Duchovny and Californication and stuff like that.
Okay, so yes, I was going to say Californication because as a red-blooded young fella, I think. Oh no, he was in something else as well before Californication. It was a bit saucy.
A bit saucy.
It was a bit saucy.
How long since I've heard that expression?
It was
saucy.
It was a bit saucy.
We're going back to Barbara Windsor's birthday yesterday.
It was even before, but wasn't
saucy.
But wasn't Californication a bit
I've forgotten what Californication was.
It was definitely about a lot of him in a bed.
Was there?
Not
right.
On his own, yeah.
What's the drugs thing he was in where it was meant to be it was like a fictionalized account of the start of Charles Manson or something?
Oh, was it? Yeah, I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. I only
watched
remember
a bit of it on Netflix and then I kind of fell away from it.
God, I don't know, actually. I don't know. I would always see him anyway as Agent Scully? No, that was
Mulder.
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 Mulder and Scully.
Sorry, Mulder and Scully from the X-Files.
Oh, no, was he
Agent Scully.
He was Scully, was he?
No, I think he was Mulder. I don't know.
Right.
See, you were so confident there a second ago. The person has just texted in what it was.
What?
It was, I tell you now, anyone of my generation,
right,
who watched that program there, he's just said, The Red Shoe Diaries. Does anyone remember The Red Shoe Diaries?
Never heard of it.
It wasn't exactly a classic for its acting skills.
But it was saucy, as you put it.
Yeah, but it was like the Red Shoe Diaries. They were. I tell you, who else was in it? They were certain little tales of sauciness. Considering we're staying on that word, loads of people texting it in now. It
wow.
Was, do you know who else was in it? Matt LeBlanc, before he was ever in Friends.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Anyway, good luck.
Anyway, David Duchovny is
52.
59.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh,
59.
Wow.
The X-Files was a long time ago.
Yeah, of course it was. Yeah, I should have thought of that better.
Right, what about, since you're on a saucy kick, somebody with a very lovely head, Charlize Theron.
Oh, a very lovely head indeed, yeah. Kill Bill, Charlize Theron. I'd remember her from that. Am I right?
She was in Kill Bill.
She was.
Charlize Theron.
Who was in Kill Bill?
Is that not
Who was the woman in the yellow suit in Kill Bill?
It's what's her name?
It's not Charlize Theron.
No, it's not Charlize Theron though. It's now you've completely thrown me.
Mulder. It's good.
No, it was.
Oh my God. Charlize Theron. Which one is Charlize Theron then?
She is in
Kill Bill.
No, hang a second now. No, wait. Now, this is going very bad very quickly.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, someone just WhatsApped that in. Oh my God, they look alike, no? Do they not?
No.
What's Charlize Theron?
I can't think of a single movie Charlize Theron is
in
now.
Come on, Jim.
I mean, look, just guess her birthday, Mike, will you, for God's sake?
Charlize Theron, if she's very similar to Uma Thurman.
What, she's in that ad. She's in that ad for perfume on the telly. Do you remember that one?
God, no. This is terrible.
Charlize Theron, wasn't she the one that went out with the Irish guy? Stuart somebody or other.
Okay, I have been confused with... I thought Uma Thurman was Charlize Theron.
Why can't I think of a Charlize Theron movie?
Can I Google her there
no.
just for a second? No.
No,
I'm not going to Google her age.
You get her age.
Okay, well, I think she's young anyway. So I would imagine she's 40. Am I in the right neck of the
woods? You're in the right neck of the woods?
Okay, she's 46.
44.
Damn it!
Not bad, not bad. Now, the other thing is, I was going to give you, well, when I thought it was PJ, I was going to give you Bruce Dickinson, right?
Don't even know who he is, sorry. Who is,
well, yeah, the lead singer of Iron Maiden.
Well, I know who Iron Maiden are, but I wouldn't know
right.
him.
Right, so Bruce Dickinson, I won't give you that, because that's not
can
your,
I just
that's
guess
not your
is
bag.
He 59?
He's 61.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
So instead of that, more up your street, almost okay. quite literally, there's two Coronation Street actresses
okay.
celebrating their birthday today. Is that more your bag?
Well, I don't watch Coronation Street now, to be fair. However, yeah. the same people have been in it since they were kids. We were a Coronation Street family, so when I lived at home, I would have seen it. So I kind of know the families, if you know
right,
what I mean.
Right, okay. Right, well then, here, you can have... I'll just give you both of them. You can have a bash at either one, right? Okay. One of them is Tina O'Brien, who apparently plays Sarah Louise Platt.
Yeah, I know the Platts. Yeah, that's Gail okay. Platt's daughter, yeah.
And then the other one is Helen Flanagan, who apparently is best known for playing Rosie Webster.
Rosie Webster,
oh, and she
yeah.
was also in I'm a Celebrity. Mm. And she believes that she has the best boobs in the world. Okay. Well, that should help, shouldn't it? We're
well
back to
then,
saucy again. Mike's back to saucy again.
So John,
unbelievable.
John, do you watch Coronation Street?
I don't, but I know those names.
Okay, so Webster...
I thought you were going to say I know those boobs.
Webster would be Kevin Webster's young one then. Would she?
This is the Helen Flanagan.
Yeah, the second one he said. So I would say they're both in around the same age. I actually met one of them. I met the first one before out.
Tina O'Brien,
yeah. Right. She's Platt.
She's Platt, yeah. Sarah Louise Platt.
She was in a nightclub I was in one time. I didn't meet her. She was there.
Wow, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
She's a
good friend of yours, yeah.
31.
She was once in the same place that I was.
31.
We didn't see each other, but you know.
31!
36!
Ah.
And then Helen Flanagan?
29.
Yeah!
Yes!
Well done.
Nice
well
one.
Done.
I'm
you
happy with one.
Just about redeemed yourself there at the end. Yeah, saucy Mike got the woman who claims she's got the best boobs in the world. How did that happen, eh?
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Nice one, Tara. Almost 25 to 7. Welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Oh,
your
my God.
Extra super duper long bank holiday weekend.
I know, and I'm extra super duper sprightly and
really?
Full of energy and, yeah, vim and vigour and, yeah, ready to
with
take
the
on the week.
Day,
even
oh,
though
my
God. Honest to God, I had such a lovely relaxing weekend. I just slept loads, I walked loads, I swam in the sea, I just completely relaxed and it was fabulous.
And did you have something important on yesterday that you had to do, was it?
Or? No, just decided to have an extra few hours yeah. in bed. Why would I get up and come into work with you lot when
that
I
is,
stay in my bed snoring?
That is the absolute true. Secret. That is. I don't know how everybody doesn't do that.
Which?
I mean, that thing of like, if you already have a bank holiday weekend,
yeah.
right, stick a day either on the
yeah.
Friday before it
absolutely.
Or the Tuesday after it.
Preferably both if you,
you
can get away with it.
You end up using one day.
Yeah.
Or as you say, okay, if you do both, you use 2 days. But
yeah.
you end up with a week off.
Yeah, I know.
I find this shift weird to take days off, to take random days off. Because
why?
You're like, it comes to like 10 or 11 o'clock and you're like, ah, I would have been finished.
I nearly
now.
Finished, yeah.
What was the point in that?
I know, I do, but no, hang on.
No.
And you know,
I think
just,
it's 4:30 when the alarm goes. That's when you realise.
That's what I was going to say. I know I said I'd do it on purpose recently, but I actually completely forgot that I had my alarm set from Monday to Friday. So on bank holiday Monday morning, the alarm went off at 4:25. And oh, the pleasure of being able to turn over and
off.
Go, oh, that's gone. God.
Fantastic. Good to have you back, T. Good
cheers,
to have you back.
Jim.
That's Niles Barkley and Crazy. And your Get Up and Go song came from the Urban Cookie Collective, The Key. The Secret here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, though PJ is off Young Offender ringing. And Magic Mike has jumped into the breach. So Magic Mike is in for PJ today. Also, English John is taking care of business on the other side of the glass there. Actually, English Ian has been on about English John to say that you sound a bit posh, which is quite accurate because isn't that...
I'd go for that.
Isn't that a kind of a... Is that a nickname, isn't it, for Portsmouth?
What? Pot? No.
Posh? No?
No, I don't know.
Pompey, is it?
Pompey, yeah, but is it not the posh? No,
but, I was from the home county, so yeah, I'll take that.
Right.
Alright.
Are the home counties traditionally posh? Are the home counties traditionally posh?
I'd say it's what we're known for.
Excellent.
Our only contribution.
Well done, English Ian, for spotting that he is posh.
The big posh head.
Who am I confusing then? What's the nickname? Who has the nickname of the posh? I thought it was Portsmouth.
Southampton down the road is scum. Is there like their football
I think you
chants.
May find that only you call them that, John.
I don't think the people in Southampton love that name.
Yeah, I don't think they put that on t-shirts or anything for the tourists.
Not quite, no, but they hear it a lot.
Right. Wow, who'd have thought, eh?
Rivalries everywhere.
It's the football chant, yeah.
It's a hooligan.
Yeah, Pompey's. The Pompey's for Portsmouth, all right.
Yeah, definitely, but I could have sworn. Who is the posh then? Who am I thinking of?
As in, football team or just area?
I thought there was somebody called... Anyway, somebody will think of it. Let me see. Budgie has been on from Fox Rock. Also, just to keep you informed, Magic Mike, Dan 2.0 is going fishing in a place called Ballinakil in County Leash.
Oh, nice one. Good stuff.
Oh, what? You know that, do you?
No. But the Midlands have some good lake country.
Somebody has clarified that posh is Peterborough FC, apparently.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not Portsmouth, Peterborough.
The very well-known Peterborough FC.
Oh, yeah, the posh.
Speaking of posh, did you say someone was from Fox Rock there?
Budgie was on from Fox Rock there.
Yeah, Budgie from Fox Rock. I don't know if Fox Rock still has that name, but certainly for years ago, that was like the poshest place in Dublin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fox Rock, like.
Fox Rock, yeah.
I think that's kind of changed a little bit, but...
I don't know.
Like, where's the posh... Where would you think is the poshest place in Dublin? For example, and I can't speak for other counties, but sure, if you want to text in, you can.
Dawkey.
Dawkey.
Yeah. But I think Fox Rock would still come to mind for me. I have to say,
I think the highest house prices or the most expensive place to live or something. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but this was a couple of years ago. Was Portmarnock?
Really?
Yeah, it was.
I'm sort of surprised by that.
The house prices were so
Malahide. So maybe I would have.
Yeah, Malahide, Portmarnock, out that direction. Yeah,
yeah.
It's all very posh.
Very posh.
Yeah. Anyway,
very posh indeed. Nowhere that we'll ever live, Michael, because we'll never be let in.
Not really, no.
Anyway, listen, right, PJ's not around today, but as I say, Magic Mike is taking care of business and all the regular bits and pieces are on the way. If you fancy a bash at the hit bit, we're up over, 860, I think it is.
Yeah,
today,
we're 860 squid today, yeah, with a clue as well, which is there isn't a clue. Oh, sorry, I haven't got a clue.
I haven't got a clue, yeah.
We haven't
really hammered that home. Yeah, I haven't got a clue is the clue. Classichits.ie, if you want to check it out. The clue is there. The little piece is there to listen to. And, of course, all the previous guesses are there. We'll be playing in about an hour's time. So if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. You can get us on WhatsApp. Score 9 on the breakfast table quiz yesterday. It's a nice breakaway. It's a family breakaway.
Yeah, and 9 is doable, big time.
Oh, easy doable.
Like, we've had, what's the highest ever score? 18.
The highest, apparently. So yeah, plenty of room for improvement there if you fancy taking the whole gang away too. I've forgotten where it is. No, don't tell me. It's the Inn at Dromoland.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
That's it. So we've got a prize on that for you. And whatever other bits and pieces we can squeeze in. Anything catching your eye in the papers just yes? Or?
Yeah, I actually, yeah. If you're worried about seagulls, you know the whole seagull debacle?
Yeah.
That is ongoing. Yeah, if you don't want seagulls to rob your chips, I have a tactic on how you can sort of scare them away.
Right. That's a big concern. And we're not getting English John's service station reviews today.
Well, we can today.
Well, you're right. Yeah. Maybe it would be a shame to deprive PJ of them, wouldn't it?
Well, no. I mean, I've no problem getting them in to do it.
Are you eager to get it out there, English John? Or?
Of course I'm eager, but I think good content we can afford to hold another day.
What you mean?
Phil Collins, Something Happened on the Way to Heaven, 6 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. PJ, of course, he's in Cork today and tomorrow. He's filming again with the Offenders, part of the... I think the 2 series that they're filming at the moment, I think it's 2 and 3, isn't it, series they're filming at the moment?
Yeah, I think they're cramming it all into one, so.
Yeah, speaking of Cork, Siobhan's been on from Whitecross in Cork with a bit of an update on the old pump watch. Always regularly listening to Classic Hits anyway. So obviously Siobhan is on the lookout for a an air freshener, classic It's air freshener, which, as we were saying yesterday, it's an amazing piece of kit.
Yeah,
it will sterilise an entire room.
Oh, absolutely! I tell you what, your car, no matter what's in your car, the stink will be gone. You'll smell
for
classic
sure.
hits.
That's you all better believe it. Anyway, Siobhan, thanks for that. Also, Fergal wants us to include his area of Rathfarnham in the posh list.
Yeah, I think we missed a beat here, Jim. I'd like to find out where people think is the poshest area in the country, actually.
You reckon?
Yeah, I
and
reckon.
And also, you seem to have brought out all the fishermen.
Go on, the fishermen.
For God's sake, unbelievable. Kerry Dave's been on with his picture of his giant fish. Mike even knew its name.
Well, I think
it's called Ray. He knows him that well.
I think it's
a
Ray. He
looked like more of a Tony to me, but... Mike says he's a ray.
Right, okay. Obviously, Jim's making a joke here. But it is a ray because it has the big tail at the back, I think. Yeah.
Well, you
yeah.
said it was a skateboard first.
Skate?
A skate. That's what you said, yeah? First. Greg's gone fishing later as well. He says he's gone fishing in Tesco. Never fails to get something there.
Nice. Fishing jokes, they are endless, ladies and gentlemen. Endless.
And anyway, you're wrong about it's neither a skateboard or a fish called Tony. It's an angle shark.
Ray, not Tony. There's no fish called Tony.
It's an angle shark.
Oh, it's an angle shark. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, well, there you go. Never, but didn't.
Or maybe it's an angel shark.
No, well, he's spelled angle shark. No, I've never heard of that.
Anyway, thanks for that. Right, on the way, of course, it is your chance to win cash. This is something we are sure of. €860 could be yours on the hit bit.
And also how to protect your chips from hungry seagulls.
Wow. This is current affairs.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
It's Pink Just Like a Pill here at Classic Hits Wednesday morning. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. PJ, mind you, of course, is waking up happy somewhere else. He's in Cork this morning. More filming for the Young Offenders today and tomorrow. Back with us on Friday. So Magic Mike has stepped into the breach. English John is here as well. And if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008, as always, you can get us on WhatsApp, absolutely free on WhatsApp. We're going to have the hit bit on the way in about 40 minutes' time, there or thereabouts. But in the meantime... yeah, some important news. Never let it be said that we don't take health and safety very, very seriously here.
That may be the greatest bed to a story ever, Jim. Yeah. I like your thinking.
Magic Mike has discovered a way of keeping you safe in what's left of the summer.
Yeah.
Particularly if you fancy a bit of a seaside stroll.
Yeah, so obviously seagulls, they're a big issue right now. They're in the papers almost every day, if not a couple of times a week, right? The whole nicking your food business is big stuff. In fact, it even made it into the Dáil not so long ago, where a guy said we had to cull the seagulls and he was massively worried about them. Anyway, that worry is still a big worry because researchers, actual scientists, have gone and done some research on how to stop seagulls from nicking your chips. Now, I have to say, right?
Have they specifically done it on nicking your chips?
Yeah, they actually have.
Are they just doing it on dissuading seagulls in general from approaching you?
Well, this seems to me to say
So this is a specific chip-related science project.
Because obviously everybody likes to go to the seaside and get a bag of chips. Now, I have to say, I've done it. Actually, recently I was in Bray on the seafront and we all had a bag of chips. Not one seagull came to rob me chips. Anyway, maybe it was something I was doing.
But are you
maybe
saying that chips. This technique won't work, for example, if you have a Mars bar? Or something.
I don't think seagulls are into Mars bars.
It's a specific chip related.
This is specifically chip related.
I'm just trying to save you from getting sued, Mike.
Put
it out there, that's all.
Let me read the story, right? So we'll establish some facts here. Worried about how to protect your seaside chips from pesky seagulls? Well, scientists believe that the answer lies in an old-fashioned stare down. Now, the would-be feathered thieves are more likely, it says, to strike when they can swoop in under the radar, avoiding the gaze of their victims, researchers say, right? So it is chip related. Specifically chip related. And staring at the birds makes them less likely to steal your food, according to the new study. And it's in the University of Exeter. Researchers put a bag of chips on the ground and tested how long it took herring seagulls to approach when someone was watching them, and they compared this to how long it took when the person looked away. Right.
Right.
So, in other words,
A stare down
is the way forward. Right. But they did this test, and they realised that if you didn't look at the seagulls, if you looked away, they knew blooming well. They went right. Your man's not looking. Boom. Chips.
That's
right,
incredible.
Gone.
So you end up in this situation, like it'd be like some sort of Clint Eastwood movie. Where you're just where you're just kind of like staring down at a seagull.
Yeah, pretty much, right? It kind of makes sense when you think about it. Like any burglar.
Well, I don't know.
Robber.
I mean, seagulls are fairly I mean, there's the whole thing with a seagull now. One, they're blooming big for a start.
They are.
And the other is, like, I thought they basically had no fear.
Especially
if you believe those mad people who claim that they took away their dog or their baby or something. You know, those ones.
They took away the baby because they weren't staring them down, Jim. That's basically what happened here. But right. It kind of makes sense when you think about it. Like anybody, you know, all robbers are cowards.
Right.
And they're not going to want to be spotted. So, you know, you can compare this with human robbers, I guess. So what the researchers are saying is exactly that. So if you can see a seagull, for example, on a lamppost, and you think it's going to swoop down and rob your chips, all you got to do is...
You just stand there staring at him.
You got to just stare at the seagull, let him know that you know what he's going to do, and they're that clever that they go, oh, he's caught me out here, and they're going to fly away.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
So can you see yourself now staring down a seagull, spending your days trying to get your chips?
Yeah, that's going to be... I think I'll just avoid the seaside, to be perfectly honest with you.
So I think, right, what we need to do this morning is, now, even though, you know, you might say leave it to the scientists, leave it to the specialised researchers, I think we should do our own research this morning. Right,
okay.
And see if this actually works, because
God
knows.
Do we have chips?
We've no chips, right, for the moment. We do have wedges in the shop next door.
Could we get chip sticks?
Well,
they might kind of fool them into a chip sticks.
Well, by all accounts, they'll eat anything. They are the rats of the air.
A few chip sticks might be the way to go.
Let's take what we have around the office, right? And we have some bread. I think seagulls like bread, like any winged animal. So we have some bread.
Any winged animal, yeah.
We have bread and we've an English John.
Right, oh, I see where you're going with this.
You see where I'm
going?
We're
actually going to put English John in the firing line.
Yeah.
It'll be him v. the seagull. Now all of a sudden this story makes sense.
Yes.
For God's sake.
So essentially what...
Very decent of you, John, to volunteer.
Wait a minute.
As I say, very decent of you to volunteer. Thank you.
You said you'd do it, that's absolutely fine.
Thank you, that's enough from him.
And God knows, I tell you, we have giant seagulls around this part of the world.
We're down on the docks, basically.
We're on the docks. If you don't know where we're based, we're right beside the Liffey, which actually right beside the sea.
Right, so we're getting English John out there to stare down seagulls.
Well, I think what we should do
is the greatest radio ever made.
And I haven't fully thought it through. But if he was to just throw some bread down, and the seagulls are going to lap that up anyway. I see them robbing all the builders' rubbish anyway. So I think if he throws some bread down, and he sees a seagull, stare it down, and we'll see what happens. Is that
right,
fair
okay.
enough?
Right, okay. Will people get a visual recollection? Like, are we going full Facebook on this?
Yeah, I think we'll film it for Facebook. Why not?
Oh, my God. Mark Morrison's Return to the Mac here at Classic Hits, 19 minutes past 7. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. PJ off filming today again for the Young Offenders. Back with us on Friday, but Magic Mike has stepped into the breach and has constructed... very highly scientific experiments. Apparently, seagulls, the current bane of society, especially if you're seaside society, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, they are. They're a pain in the backside, to be fair.
Well, in fairness, they've been discussed on this show many times. I mean, PJ maintains that, you know, there was a... they sounded like a hen party next to his. Maybe he was complaining about them being in the beer garden next to his apartment.
Well, I didn't mind seagulls until recently. They've started to come around my neck of the woods. They've started to migrate.
They've come inland, have
they? They've started inland to Lucan.
Wow. And in fairness, you've got to be tough to go in there.
You have. Obviously, they're becoming tougher.
They are. And right, so Mike found this experiment that apparently is scientifically backed up to say that you can stare a seagull down.
And it won't rob your chips. I know we said it's specifically chips, but I assume they didn't delve into the bread side of things, but whatever. Yeah. But I would imagine
we're going to stand on the shoulders of giants here. We're going to build on this research.
Yeah, and we're going to send this over to the University of Exeter.
Excellent. Right, okay. So, English John, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
All right, okay. So English John has been sent on a mission by Mike out to where seagulls... are active
in the
city.
Yeah, along
which is not
along
that far
docks.
From here.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you making your way to, John?
I'm in the actual seagull zone.
So where?
Down by the Liffey outside Classic HQ.
Right, so down by the Liffey.
Just a moment ago, it was a wash of seagulls.
Right. Okay, loads of seagulls there. I think a seagull has taken his phone, but anyway.
We've come to Earth for this important feature, and many of them have left already. I'd say they're already fearing it.
Right, okay.
Okay, so for the benefit, anyway, of
everybody...
Do you
want to translate that?
John...
Well, it's a shocking line we seem to have.
It's a shocking line, yeah. But anyway, John, here's what to do, right? So throw the bread out. We're going to film this anyway for Facebook, so it's going to be up on Facebook so we can have a look at it anyway.
Right.
Even if we can't hear John. So throw away there, John, and see what happens.
I am... if you can hear me, as the classic kit, I am throwing the bread.
Yes.
Okay, so it's bread across the street.
And is there any seagulls?
There is. A seagull here has taken interest in my bread.
Okay, a seagull's already taken an interest. That'll show you the population of seagulls around this neck of the woods, yeah.
We've, It's turned its back on the pub.
Wow.
And is that because you stared it down? Did you look into its eyes, John?
I tried to make eye contact with the seagull. The seagull wasn't telling any of it.
It was already frightened enough.
He's already said, but I'm not having it. I'm going to try and hang on a moment. Just one more. I wouldn't normally do this. Right. Oh, no. Oh, no, that bread's gone. Oh, no, that man. Right, he's coming in. No. He's dropped the bread.
So the seagull actually took the bread. So we sort of a 50-50 thing going on here. And people say I don't have a serious job.
Eye contact is locked in here.
Okay, you're locked in. You're staring down the seagull. Yeah. Good. Okay.
I'm not losing this staring. It's coming towards me.
Okay.
I'm still staring. We are locked in eye contact.
This is incredible. Why don't you have dramatic music, Jim?
I know, yeah. This is...
It's getting very close now. Seagull is very proximate. He's backing away.
Wow.
It's backing away.
We're going to take that as a success then.
That is a success.
Mainly because I'm bored of it now, but anyway, we're going to take that as a success. Right, return to base, John. Bring the old photographic evidence.
And bring the bread back as well.
Yeah.
Right.
We've lost John. My God, the seagull's taken John.
He's been eaten by a seagull.
Some guaranteed Irish Sinead O'Connor Mandinka here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike sitting in for PJ today. He's off filming for the Young Offenders today and tomorrow. Back with us on Friday, so Magic Mike is taking care of business. Hitbit on the way, 087-188-0008 if you want to register for the Hitbit. €860 we're playing for. And also, just to let you know that you can see right now, or very shortly anyway, at least the video of our experiment, okay? So it's English John attempting to stare down a seagull.
Yeah.
In the hope that it proves the experiment that they won't rob anything if they think that you're looking at them. That was the theory, okay? But listen, even regardless, right, of checking out the video for that reason to see does the experiment work, please check out the video to see how pathetic English John's throw is.
It's uncomfortable to watch, let me be honest, but it's maybe the worst throw I've ever seen.
It is, without a shadow of a doubt. So, you know, by all means, check it out for
He sort of goes to throw the bread in front of him and it goes behind his left shoulder. I've never seen that in my life.
It's quite extraordinary. It's like my golf swing, actually. It's that bad. It really is that bad. It needs to be seen to be believed.
Anyway.
So you can check it out on Facebook. Very shortly. Is it up there at the moment? Or
just about to chuck it up.
Just about to go up there now. So do check it out. Honestly, as I say, apart from the experiments, just watch the throw. Just watch the throw.
Anyway, we're about to talk about one of my favourite subjects. I think you'll agree, Jim. It's probably one of your favourite subjects as well. And that is...
What are you trying to say, Mike? What are you trying to say? That's a fat joke on the way, isn't it?
Stop getting all sensitive. We all like to talk about food, skinny or fat, right? Because certain desserts, right? Do you like a good dessert? Would you want... Put a dessert?
I'm not really a dessert person, except...
What?
Except, now don't get me wrong, I mean look, here's me saying that. This is like the classic thing about me saying I don't really like seafood, and then I list off like a dozen different seafood things that I eat.
Right.
But anyway, but like I'd...
Would you always take a dessert in a restaurant?
Not necessarily. I'd be, you know, more of a savoury guy, but...
Okay.
The one thing I will say is... I never turn down a good cheesecake.
Oh, cheesecake is delicious.
Cheesecake is the king of desserts
for me. But let me ask you this, because my father is one of these weird people. If there's a three-course dinner that
I know where you're going with this, Mike.
Would you refuse the dessert?
Oh, no.
Like, even if you're
full to the brim. I thought you were going to say, are you sort of somebody who does... You know the way there's people who do starter, main course?
Yeah.
Or they'll skip a starter because they want to do the dessert. They'll do main course, dessert thing.
All three. I would definitely go all three. I would be so stuffed to the gills that I would still take ice cream if it was on offer.
Right.
My father, on the other hand, and other people like that, will often say, can I have a coffee instead of the dessert, please? Or no, I'm too full. Weirdos, right?
I mean, even in a set menu, a three-course thing?
Even in a set menu,
I'd never say no to it then.
He's just not a dessert person, which is bizarre. Anyway, the story is, right, that traditional desserts... Now, bear in mind, right, that this is a British story. So some of these desserts they mention are British. Some of them I don't even know what they are, but anyway. But we're going to talk about Irish desserts today, right? Traditional desserts are at risk of dying out because younger diners are looking for healthier options or just simply fruit for the dessert, right?
Right.
What's that all about?
Yeah.
So millennials, essentially. Look, I'm kind of a millennial myself, but I'm an old millennial now, in fairness. I don't know if I can categorise myself as a millennial anymore. But anyway, millennials apparently are making the most amazing desserts die out. They're going off menus because they don't want to take the sugary treats.
We're losing desserts.
We're losing desserts because they want fruit. They're all giving out. They're saying, why don't you have any fruit in this? I say you have stuck your sticky toffee pudding. You have flan. Oh,
sticky toffee pudding, yeah.
Right.
It's not bad.
I know. And they're giving out that there's not like, you know, an apple or a fruit salad or something like that. Anyway, away with them. Good luck to them. But it gives you the percentages of the amount of millennials who have never tried certain desserts even. They haven't even tried these particular desserts. And it also emerged that more than 1 in 10 have never had a dessert at home, with 4 in 10 feeling guilty if they succumb to the temptation of a sweet, sticky treat.
For God's sake.
I know, right? And a fifth opt for fruits such as cherries instead, with health-conscious individuals reaching for a healthy pudding to round off a meal at least twice a week. You know it's a British survey when they talk about pudding.
Yeah.
We don't say pudding.
So what are they saying? Like, are we talking, what are we talking here? Trifles or something?
We're talking about trifles. 17%.
Never had a trifle.
Of millennials have never had a trifle.
Oh, for God's sake.
But they haven't lived, right? 18% have never had a pavlova. 70%.
Oh, pavlova's good.
I've never had a fruitcake. Which I assume is
like it's just a slice of fruitcake.
Yeah, which I assume is like Christmas cake is fruitcake.
Yeah, yeah.
With a bit of goo on the top. A Knickerbocker Glory. 19% have never had a Knickerbocker Glory.
Yeah, I could take it or leave that one.
You've never had a Knickerbocker
Glory? I know I have, but I could take it or leave it.
Yeah, they're a bit big, alright.
Is the cheesecake listed?
Cheesecake isn't listed here, but listed
because
here.
Because it's the king of desserts.
I tell you what is
listed. Everybody
has
to have it.
Rhubarb crumble, which I actually had the night before last. Went to bed with terrible heartburn, but enjoyed every minute of it. Banoffee pie, 21% have never had banoffee pie. Eaten mess. Now, I'm not sure. Is
Eaten mess fantastic.
Is that the meringue?
Yeah, yeah.
Smashed
all
up.
Smashed up
with
the
cream
other stuff.
And
that's quality.
Oh,
that is very good, yeah, yeah. Okay,
the top three, I don't know what these are.
Right.
But apparently spotted dick.
Thankfully, I've never had that.
Okay. Figgy
and
pudding.
And I've been to my doctor quite recently.
Figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding. What's this out of? Is this medieval England or something? What is this? Now bring us some figgy pudding. Is this like that? You're just talking about Christmas pudding.
I don't know what figgy pudding is anyway.
Is that what figgy pudding
and,
is?
And rum baba as well, apparently.
Rum baba? What are we now?
I tell you what also is there. Black Forest gatto is there. Now, I've got to say, I can eat any dessert. Literally, I will eat anything that has sugar in it.
Right.
And cream or whatever. But Black Forest gatto, I'm not a fan of. Anyway.
Yeah, not me neither, actually, now that you mention.
Just because it's about food and we're all going to drool this morning, I'm looking for the top five desserts. Top five Irish desserts now. None of your rum
babas. So like the greatest dessert of them all.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You think something's actually going to challenge cheesecake?
Well, I think pre-boom times.
Right.
I think Viennetta has to win out. And when we sort
Viennetta,
of,
if we go back to the 80s, like
exactly when we got a sniff of ourselves and all started having romantica.
Oh wow! Here, stop, right. Calm down, will you?
They'd be sort of my top two now. Cheesecake for sure.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm changing my mind. Number one dessert of all time. You're not going to beat it. Is a creme brulee, a well done creme brulee. You feel a little posh when you're having it. And you crack into the sort of whatever the hell's going on, iced sugar or something. I don't know what's happening at the top. And a little biscuit at the side.
Well, there you go.
So can we go and search that? And I'll throw an ugly mug up for grabs on
right,
that as well.
Right, so the greatest dessert of them all. The king of desserts.
Of all time.
For. Right, okay.
Yeah.
In exchange for an ugly mug, 087-188-0008. Let us know on WhatsApp.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit, from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hit Bit.
Ah, Mike, you didn't go for it.
Oh, my God, I didn't go for it.
Unbelievable. Your moment to shine.
Oh, my God.
You let yourself down.
I totally let myself down. That was outrageous. I was in a world of my own.
And you could have really rubbed salt into the wound there. You could have really gone for it like in PJ would have.
Can I do it now?
No. Right. You'll get a shot at it tomorrow.
Right.
You'll get
That's
a shot
terrible.
At tomorrow. I might let you sing us out. How's that?
Yeah, I'll sing it out. Perfect. I'll sing it out.
Right, it is the Hit Bit. €860 is what we have to play for. This, of course, is the Hit Bit. It is a bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? One clue out there. I haven't got a clue. That is your official clue. Loads of guesses on classichits.ie. And Donna Kane in Galway is going to have a go. Donna, good morning to you.
Morning, PJ. Or morning, Jim. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. You can call me anything.
Donna, the only one that isn't here.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. But yeah.
He's on your mind, Donna. That's okay. He's on your mind. Yeah. What's the story with you? What are you up to?
I'm living in Tipperary, but I'm on my way to Galway for work.
Ah, right. That's a bit of a trek, is it? How long does that take you?
It takes me about 2 hours.
Right, okay. Is that an everyday thing, or is it just...
No, we do security. We're all over Munster, and we're up in Galway in that area as well.
Ah, right, good stuff. Right, okay. Well, listen, hopefully we can send you on your way with a whole load of cash. 860 is what we're playing for. What are you going for?
Tony Christie, Is This the Way to Amarillo?
Wow, a classic.
A classic song, yeah. Okay. And I was once stopped by a bunch of hens in Dublin City, actually, and I got totally caught out by that. They were over from England, and they're like, excuse me, do you know where Amarillo is? And I was like, I don't know, is it a nightclub or something? And then they started singing the song, made an absolute Mickey Mouse out of me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought you were building up to a gag there.
No. I was humiliated by a group
of hens. Party asked you if you knew the way to Amarillo.
They said, do you know where Amarillo is? And I went, I don't know, is it a nightclub or something? And they went, is this the way to...
Oh, God.
Or they said, is this the way to Amarillo? Anyway, that was a great little story.
It's going well, isn't it?
Anyway, let me tell you another one. Oh. Is this the way to win and the cash? No, it's wrong, sorry. I think we all agree that one well.
Yeah. Donna, save yourself. Go now. Go now. Have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
You do.
Cheers. Bye bye now. Right. Fiona McAvoy is in Dublin. How are you, Fiona?
Hi. How are you?
What's the story? What's going on?
Not much. Just heading to work.
Happy days. Where are you at the minute?
I'm in Clondalkin.
All right. All moving well. Are you on foot? Are you driving? What's...
I'm driving.
All right, okay. I'm trying to think of another question to ask you. This is like a scene from Uncle Buck at the moment. Now, but anyway, Fiona, what are you going for? What's your guess?
I'm going to go with Howard Jones, Pearl in the Sand.
Right, Howard Jones, Pearl in the Sand. Or is it Pearl in the Shell?
Is it Pearl in the Shell?
The Shell.
Pearl in the Shell. Right, yeah, okay. It's very, very important we establish that.
Is that vital to your pun?
Wait for it. Will we be shelling out the cash this morning?
God.
No, we won't. It is wrong.
Sorry about that, Fiona. Safe drive and take care of yourself. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Weren't the best puns. Hold on, let me sing it out. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, come on.
Okay, have another go later on with Damien on the...
Yeah, sneaking in a bit of Simply Red while PJ's not here. Fairground here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, but he is away. He's filming today for the Young Offenders today and tomorrow. Back with us on Friday. So Magic Mike has stepped into the breach. He's here with us today. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on WhatsApp. Basically, just to give you the background to this, right? We put it out there. We're looking for the greatest dessert of them all. The king of desserts, in your opinion. The reason being that apparently they're going out of fashion, right? The idea is that among younger people who are a bit more health conscious and all that sort of stuff, or maybe a bit more hipstery, that the traditional desserts that maybe lots of us would have known growing up or whatever, the kind of stuff you just, you know, immediately think of when you go out for a bite to eat, or maybe even at home or whatever, they're going out of fashion. They're apparently, and lots of people haven't even tried them. Lots of younger people have never even tasted.
Yeah.
Like, what a trifle.
To be fair, they're probably right, okay? But I mean, stuff that.
Yeah.
Because the young people, and millennials in particular, are saying that they could do with just an apple or a banana or something like that. Or
by
a nice
way,
exotic
can also, the top three, apparently, right? To be fair, I don't think any of us have tried.
No, they're very British desserts.
It's very, yeah. I mean, English John is with us today as well. He's taking care of the other side of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a spotted dick?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
No, I haven't. No, sorry.
No.
It's not my
age. Have you had a rum baba?
No, they take that as a no.
No, that's a no.
What about a figgy pudding?
No, and I only know that from the Christmas song.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recognise it in the shop.
What's the Christmas song?
You know, they'll bring us some figgy pudding.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
You know.
just wanted to just sing it.
Yeah. Right. So we don't know. Do you even know what a spotted dick is?
Vaguely, I think it's a sponge and fruits.
Right.
Thing. But you're right. Even I recognise all those names, but even I wouldn't go for any of those.
And a rum baba.
And I'm with you. Cheesecake.
Cheesecake's the king.
Cheesecake
absolutely.
All the way.
Well said. Right, well, listen, let us know. 087-188-0008, because as Mike said, it's the survey we have in front of us is kind of predominantly a British survey. So we want to get the king of Irish desserts. What do we got? Somebody saying lemon meringue pie.
Yeah, I'm not a huge lemon fan when it comes to dessert. It's a bit acidicy, but yeah, I can.
Good old jelly and ice cream has come in quite a lot.
Jelly and ice cream is that might top this poll this morning, Jim.
There's a lot of it.
It's simple. You eat it from birth right
up
until.
Do you know what that is? That's a feeling. That's a time and a place thing. Being a kid.
Yeah. So just a bit of jelly and vanilla ice cream, I assume, on top. Yeah.
The old hot chocolate brownie. Ah. If you get a good one, you can get ones that are a bit dry and stuff. But if you get a good one, they are spectacular.
If you get a moist, I know people don't like using that word when it comes to food. However, if you get a nice moist brownie, it is delish.
Somebody's saying a good old bread and butter pudding.
Yeah. That's dying out now.
Bread and butter pudding.
Yeah, bread and butter pudding is a big one. I don't think I've ever had that. There's usually a few raisins thrown over it as well. It's kind of, let me not be ageist, too ageist here this morning, but let's just say it's for the older generation.
Oh, is this okay?
Yes, people who generally don't have their own teeth anymore.
Debbie's been on to say, I'm with Jim, love a cheesecake, but my favourite is profiteroles.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually coming again. Somebody else said their mum makes homemade profiteroles.
Yeah, well, I don't know about homemade profiteroles, right? But I think it's M&S does it, where they do like a pyramid of profiteroles. They sell a pyramid of profiteroles.
But that's not just food, Michael. That's M&S food.
Someone's looking for a new VO ad.
Do you like a profiterole? How could you not?
I love a profiterole.
They're kind of just like mini chocolate eclairs.
They are, yeah. Little small pockets of cream. They're amazing.
Somebody's saying warm custard and tinned pears.
Yeah, tinned pears.
Wasn't expecting that.
Again, that's very old school now, tinned pears.
Yeah. Baked Alaska.
Yeah.
Tony said.
What is a baked Alaska?
Isn't that meringue that's basically been burnt?
Is that what it is?
Or something here.
Has my creme brulee been mentioned at all?
Nah, not so far.
I would have thought that's a great dessert. I tell you,
bread and butter pudding, warm apple tart.
I did mention before
apple
8 o'clock.
Apple tart, how could you forget apple tart, I suppose?
Absolutely. It's the staple food of all Irish people. In fact, I was at a wedding over the weekend and apple tart was one of the desserts. Actually, you would have loved it.
Was there a cheesecake?
Yes. The choice of dessert was apple tart and cheesecake, which
cheesecake
is fantastic.
Cheesecake is proving very popular, thankfully. There's a lot of cheesecake lovers out there. I have to say, baked Alaska has come in again. Bread and butter pudding's come in a bit as well. Banoffee pie, which you mentioned.
Yeah, banoffee pie is fantastic. It's just indulgence all over the place. You'll gain a stone eating banoffee pie. The other thing, I mentioned before 8 o'clock, I think I found the quintessential Irish dessert.
It was
what we were all raised on.
I think I've just come across it. Is it from Tommy?
Is it Angel Delight?
It is.
Angel Delight? What even is it? What is it?
It's a sort of a moussey thing.
It's just a foam of pink stuff.
Foam, yeah.
And it's great.
Well, look at this. Here's an expert view. Lila's Kitchen here in Buttevant. We sell a list of homemade desserts, and the top five bestsellers would be cheesecake, thank you, all flavours, apple tart, banoffee, lemon meringue pie, and then pavlova.
Fantastic. And we are willing to try any of those, Eileen, in Buttevant.
I tell you something. I think you're right, Mike. I actually think, bizarrely, that jelly and ice cream is the most popular dessert here.
So from what I'm seeing here is jelly and ice cream, apple tart, particularly my mother's apple tart, amazing, right?
Sorry, I finally found one of your creme brulees.
Oh, good stuff.
Literally one.
Who's that from? Some posh person?
Catherine in West Limerick.
It's absolutely fantastic. If it's done right, though, you risk yourself with getting a creme brulee.
Right.
It's a very risky order in a restaurant because it has to be done right.
I think we're going to have to get English John to analyse this, but I think that jelly and ice cream, bizarrely, bread and butter pudding.
Right.
Cheesecake, probably. Are at the moment, just scanning this, that looks like the kind of top three.
Okay, here's the thing, though. In relation to cheesecake, right, if we're going to go serious on this, let's go full serious. What kind of cheesecake? Is it a baked cheesecake? Is it a strawberry cheesecake? A Bailey's cheesecake? There's so many options.
There's so many options, but I think you've got to go with your standard.
Baked cheesecake.
You're sort of, you know, is the basic one a lemon one, is it?
I don't know. Cheesecake does confuse me. I don't know what an actual cheesecake is.
Just try and get a cheesecake, Michael.
I know, but it's very important. You're going to end up with a cheesecake with alcohol in it.
Right, okay. Anyway, now we're going to have to be more specific. Listen, we're going to leave this open. There's an ugly mug up for grabs. We'll wrap it up maybe before 8:30 or so. So we'll give you a few more minutes to kind of get your selection in as to the king, the absolute king, the, if you'll pardon the expression, creme de la creme. Thank you.
I think I found another one. Ambrosia creamed rice.
Oh my god.
Little blob of jam on top of it, heated up in the microwave.
why don't you just go the whole hog and go Angel Delight?
Yeah. What do you mean? We already said Angel Delight.
Yeah, but you know, and like go full 70s. Angel Delight and Ambrosia Creamed Rice.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
What else was then? There was something else that was then as well. It was a classic kind of 70s.
Wasn't a Viennese, I know.
No. No, that's a bit more modern, Michael.
That's a bit more 80s, isn't it?
087-188-0008. Let us know, what is it? King of desserts for you. Ugly mug up for grabs. Maloko, sing it back at 21 minutes past 8. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike in for PJ today. For the next couple of days, actually, because PJ's away filming in the Young Fenders. Back with us on Friday, though. Thanks so much. My God, the amount of WhatsApps that are coming in on this. People get very, very excited about their desserts. 087-188-0008. And by the way, thank you to those people who reminded me that dream topping was what I was trying to think of.
I've never heard of that. So what is dream topping?
I don't know. I just know it was advertised on the television when I was a kid. It was kind of like Angel Delight or something. But it was called dream topping. Probably full of a billion chemicals.
That's what you want in a dessert.
I have no idea.
All this
there
health.
You go.
Look, I agree. You shouldn't be eating desserts all the time or whatever. But like, if you're going to go in for a dessert, go 100% in.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about being
go
healthy.
Go big or go home. Dead right too. Lots of other stuff. People remembering semolina.
Oh, I've heard of semolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Again, not sure what's in it.
I don't know if that would ever race as king of desserts.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
The beloved Swiss roll has gotten a mention.
Swiss roll, of course.
Which is good. And also, somebody's taken issue with you.
Right.
Because you said that only old people like bread and butter pudding.
No, in fact.
And the exact quote is, excuse me, Michael. I am 27 and I love bread and butter pudding. I also love a good Arctic roll too.
I'll actually reiterate what I said. I said it's usually people who don't have their own teeth anymore. But...
Wow. Okay, you're on your own now, buddy. You're on your own now. What else came in? There was a few other bits and pieces. Somebody else was... there's a lot of kind of homemade kind of stuff. People are kind of... We're looking for the absolute king. The Sunday flan. Do you remember a flan?
Yeah. Do you know what?
It's basically a sponge with stuff on it, wasn't
it? That's basically what it is, yeah. Yeah. And the Eton Mess has come in a couple of times as well, which is deadly, to be fair.
Eton Mess is very good.
Yeah. It's like a smashed... What are they called again? Meringues.
Yeah.
And the chewy bit in the middle and all. Oh, here. I want a dessert now.
Look, somebody's saying, Jim, you can still get dream topping. Hang on a second. Yeah, apparently you can still get it.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
There's been a big resurgence, by the way, in the cream rice that I was talking about earlier on. Because I know that's on sale in some of the Lidl's and Aldi's and all that. And, oh... And the other thing is, right?
Yeah. I've gone down the wormhole now.
You're drooling over the text. The other thing is all the different flavours of mad ice cream now at the moment. They make a flavour for everything. One of my favourites at the moment is cookie dough. That's the latest shit.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Somebody was saying the Oreo cheesecake is a thing of beauty as well.
What was that stuff that our Aoife was eating out of a jar the other day? Just remember when PJ gave it a taste? No, you didn't. No,
no, I wasn't around for that bit. Oh, look, there's somebody as well saying tapioca was apparently a thing in the 70s.
I don't know what tapioca is. Sorry,
it was like some sort of milky pudding thing that ended up with a skin on top of it. That sounds amazing.
Sounds marvelous.
Oh my God. Anyway, listen, I think at the moment, at least, right, for all of the mentions that various things are getting, and there's a phenomenal sticky toffee puddings, every sort of thing under the sun is getting a mention. Black Forest Gatto's, you name it. But it seems as though. It's taken shape in terms of jelly and ice cream, bread and butter pudding. They're vying for the top. Cheesecake vying for the top as well.
Yeah, someone's just after texting in about sugar sandwiches. Now, come on, we've moved
on.
It's 2019, for God's sake.
So listen, we'll give you just a few more minutes. And as we speak, English John is compiling results. And we'll see if we can bring you, what, a top five?
Definitely a top five,
The absolute kings of Irish dessert. Amy Grant, Baby Baby, 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. If you fancy a crack at the breakfast table quiz, just 9 to beat. You could take the whole family away to the Inn at Drumoland. 087-188-0008. Let us know on WhatsApp that you want to play. As I say, a score of 10 will put you into the lead. And a short week on the breakfast table quiz. Also, just before we reveal the answers, okay, to our little little survey about the king of all Irish desserts, can we just point out that we got a phone call from Helena, who, of course, is the lady that looks after Niall Boylan.
Yeah.
I say looks after, I mean in all sorts of ways, caring capacity really, probably. But anyway.
Yeah, more so than anything.
As well as producing the show. But anyway, Helena let us know that apparently Niall Boylan has a bag of tapioca in his drawer.
Look, radio in general, particularly Classic Hits, is an unusual place to work.
At the best of times.
When you get a WhatsApp voicemail from Helena saying tapioca, which we were talking about, there's some in my bottom drawer, she said. So I searched in her bottom drawer and There it
lo
is.
Lo and behold.
Lo and behold.
Who has tapioca just lying around?
Well, apparently Boylan loves it, and someone sent it in to him not so long ago. So to that person who sent it in to him some time ago, he still has
that
it in Helena's drawer.
That explains why it's still a 60s, 70s dessert.
But anyway, it looks like little beans out of a bean bag or something.
Right. You know, you'll have to boil the living daylights out of it.
It's after spitting all over me.
Brilliant. Right, the time has come. English John has joined us in studio because we're going to get the official rundown of what you have voted as the king of Irish desserts. The top five as voted by you. Don't forget, we'll be handing out an ugly mug as well. Magic Mike's going to pick a winner for the ugly mug. So, English John, we brought him in because he's posh and he makes it sound like it's all sort of official and authentic.
How dare you? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. It's all right to be called posh, right? Yeah.
I've gone through all your texts and I've created a top five entirely by myself with a little help from Jenny out in the office.
Right, okay.
I outsourced the job to.
Good on you, Jenny.
In number five, it was my dad's favourite. Bread and butter pudding.
Ooh.
Bread and butter pudding.
That was a protest vote against me. Can I just say that?
It's true. I was just doing like a little...
It was an anti-government protest. Yeah.
I am kind of surprised at how popular that was.
Yeah, wow. So am I.
Anyway, right. Yeah.
Number four, sticky toffee pudding.
Oh, yeah.
Always a disappointment.
No, it's not a disappointment.
Always a disappointment, John.
Absolutely.
Wow. Know that. That's the one my mother always gets and always says, go on, you take some, go on. Because she feels guilty about it.
Up at number three, a surprise entry, apple tart, normally with ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
Suppose it is
said.
A classic, to
a
be fair.
A lot to be said for it, absolutely. Yeah.
Controversy in the studio at number two, it's cheesecake.
No way, not having it. Completely, the whole thing's just been ruined.
Cheesecake's nice. I wouldn't put it at number one, though.
Do you know what soured the position? It's Mike mentioning lemon cheesecake.
No.
The worst of all the cheesecakes.
So Mike has actually swung the vote.
I think that's why it's come
down. That's a shocker.
Which is why at number one...
What could possibly be nicer than cheesecake?
Well, a new entry at number one... Jelly and ice cream.
Yeah, that's all over the place.
Classic
right,
is back.
The classic is back. Right, well, there you go. That does it, Jim.
Oh my God, jelly and ice cream and apple tart and bread and butter pudding.
Yeah, I know.
Made
yeah.
It
we're
top five.
We're a simple little nation. I know. That's but jelly and ice cream, there's a lot to be said for it, though. Think about it. Where can you go wrong with it? Particularly if it's vanilla ice cream. Did they specify that?
Well,
they didn't.
My survey didn't specify. Yeah. But jelly and ice cream. I think it's a good... It's a safe choice.
You know where you can go wrong with jelly and ice cream?
Not have any jelly.
Where it's on the dessert and it's right next to cheesecake and you don't pick cheesecake. That's where you can go wrong.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the point. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, this week a chance to take the family away. Two adults and up to three children. You can all enjoy the Inn at Dromoland, the perfect hotel for your family staycation break this summer. You can check it out at theinnatdromoland.ie. Superbly situated on the beautiful grounds of Dromoland Castle Estate, of course, in County Clare. Very family friendly as well. They've got indoor soft play areas, supervised evening entertainment, leisure centre, outdoor activities, enough to keep the kids and adults entertained for days on end. So that's our prize. To win it at the moment, you've got to beat a score of 9.
Yeah, and the person going to take it on today is John Murray in Dublin. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, boys.
How's it going, John? What's the story with you? What are you up to?
Just in town, pulled into town, just doing a few deliveries here.
Happy days. Right, okay, so score of 9. Pretty confident about beating that?
Give it a go.
Why not?
Give it a go. You're dead right. Okay, you're ready to rock and roll, so, John?
Yeah. Okay, as always, 60 seconds on the clock. Very best of luck, John. Here we go.
The first day of April is otherwise known as what?
April Fool's Day.
In darts, how many points for the outer ring of the bull?
Double.
25. Incisors and premolars are types of what?
Teeth.
In nature, what is a minnow, a fish or a plant?
A plant.
It's a fish. Complete the title of the single by Engelbert Humperdinck. Quando what?
Quando.
In what sport would you scrum down?
Rugby.
In the TV series Star Trek, Spock was half human and half what?
Alien.
Vulcan. Janet Jackson is the sister of which famous pop icon?
Michael.
Manic Monday and Walk Like an Egyptian were hits for what group?
The Bangles.
On the World Wide Web, what country does IE a domain represent?
Arab Emirates.
No, it's us, Ireland. On what date is St. Valentine's Day?
Pass.
14th February. Phil Collins and Peter Gabriel sang in which British rock group?
Genesis.
What is the nationality of pop star Danny Minogue?
Australian.
And TV. I will give him one more. I don't know why. I'll just give him one more. I thought
this is going to work out well if it's the winning one.
I'll tell you why now in a second. I stumbled over it. I skipped a couple of words of a couple of questions and I confused them. This TV show Ballygus Angel was set in what country?
In Ireland.
Yeah,
right.
Good.
Okay.
Well,
right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh.
I think he was doing that deliberately, John, to annoy you. Do you know
yeah.
that? To get you onto 9.
No, there was one of them I skipped a couple of words in the question. I tried to make it shorter for you, but anyway.
Yeah, let me just double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, God.
So
that
you
was
know,
close,
you
John.
Know, you know, John, when you go on to classichits.ie, do you think it's a site in the United Arab Emirates?
You caught me on the hop.
I tell you. And I'm sure you're very popular at home with your confusion over St. Valentine's Day.
Oh,
that'll go down well. Anyway, listen, John, fair play to you for having a bash. You came as close as you possibly could without winning it. So listen, keep at it. Have a good day, man. Take care of yourself. Cheers. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Right, so despite us saying that 9 is very beatable, we haven't done it yet. 2 days left to play, though. And the closer we get, of course, to Friday, the more it is that literally just getting one more could make all the difference.
Yeah, definitely. We see what happened there. So 9 on the nose. So definitely 10 is beatable tomorrow, without a doubt.